latest team news from clubcall.com. These Friday's Manchester City headlines, and on a disappointing deadline day, City couldn't sign Alexis Sanchez or offload Eliaquim Mangala, but Wilfred Bonny joined Swansea. City recouped £12 million of their original £25 million outlay on the Ivory Coast forward, who scored 6 goals in 36 appearances for the club. Mangala was also available for transfer, but despite interest from Crystal Palace, the Frenchman remains a City player for now, although the Spanish transfer deadline is not until later on Friday. Meanwhile, Arsenal left Manchester City furious by the failed move for Sanchez. City were confident they would finally land a player they'd coveted throughout the summer when they had a £60 million bid accepted at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Sanchez is even thought to have agreed personal terms on a move, but Arsenal's inability to find a replacement saw them pull the plug on the deal. Sources suggest City are furious with the way that Arsenal have dealt with the transfer. It's said that they were surprised that Arsenal didn't have a replacement lined up earlier, having known about their interest in Sanchez since May. Well, the Gunners did lodge a £90 million bid for Monaco winger Thomas Lemar on Thursday afternoon, but withdrew the offer after deciding it was too late. And it's also suggested that Lemar himself rejected that move. Meanwhile, it's come to light that Celtic had an £8 million agreement to sign Patrick Roberts, but that was one that City pulled the plug on, according to the Scottish Sun. Brendan Rodgers thought that he was bringing a fan favourite back to Parkhead on a permanent basis, only for Pep Guardiola to have a last-minute change of heart. The City boss ultimately preferred to send the player back to Celtic on a season-long loan, thus protecting themselves in case Roberts proves himself to be Premier League standard. Ultimately, Celtic still had to pay around a seven-figure loan fee while also picking up just a large chunk of Roberts' weekly wage.